Hi guys, this is Jenny, and you're listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你 brought to you by 开言英语
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那今天我们要跟大家说说现在在国内非常非常火的一部电视剧 It's a period drama, 是一个古装剧 and you guys probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's right. The story of Yanxi Palace.
延禧攻略、mm. You really sound like as if you're watching it.
As I've been watching it. Coming up next on Jenny TV, the story of Yanxi Palace.
我必须先承认一下 full admission, 我没有看我没有追这个剧。但是就是每天在朋友圈看到有朋友转发然后各种各样的公众号都在做。所以就想想我们今天也跟大家说一下吧。
Mm.
因为 this is such an important part of Chinese culture.
Right, history.
Period, yeah, history. And then now of pop culture, right?
His, sure.
这种 period drama,、mm. 古装戏啊好的那开言英语除了有我和 Adam 为大家带来的这个双语脱口秀呢其实我们更重要的是有一套会员课程从最简单的 beginner 到非常高级的 advanced 不管你的英语水平在哪里然后呢你平时学英语的需求和兴趣在哪儿我们非常丰富的这个课程库都为你准备了啊所以大家可以到我们的微信公众号先免费试用一下公众号里呢还有一个非常特别的限量活动你可以参加我们为期一周的免费开言英语体验营因为很多朋友听我们节目很久嘛然后也是了解我们有一个会员课程库经常会有朋友问说哎，这些课到底是什么样的、啊、try it out 我们这个体验营一周里面呢每天会给你安排课程然后你还会在一个温暖的学习群体一个班级里面在班主任的带领下学习开言的课之后如果你想升级成为我们会员的话呢公众号也可以而且学习一年只要618 OK 那我们今天要讲的这部戏《延禧攻略》我和 Adam 现在在 Google 上搜了一下然后美国有一个网站它上面基本上 It's dedicated to Chinese or Chinese language TV shows and TV drama、嗯、然后一有什么新的火爆的剧上来这上面就会有就这个剧的剧情啊之类全帮你翻译成英文所以我觉得还蛮好用的
MyDramaList.com
Okay, so that's the name of the website.、
嗯、
好，那《延禧攻略》的这个英语名字，好像它没有一个 official English name, right? We've seen a few different variations.
Yeah, the story of Yanxi Palace, the tale of Yanxi Palace.
嗯 ，tale 其实就是 story 的意思。
Yeah, but it has that more like you know adventure,
没错
fairy tale kind of like you know a story can just be.Any kind of story. A tale is usually romantic, interesting.
比较 dramatic.
And dramatic, yes.
对吧 So yeah, I agree. I also prefer the word tale more than story in this context. 那这个延禧攻略我觉得还有一个值得讲的词就是攻略因为这个我们日常生活当中比如说 foodies,、
嗯、
吃货朋友对吧你的美食攻略然后喜欢旅游的朋友旅游之前会做很多的攻略
Right.
学英语学习攻略
Right, so a lot of people ask us should we use the word strategy here、mm. or what? I mean, I guess probably the translation software is going to say strategy
对或者 tactics
Tactics, yeah、But we're not, you know, armies or maybe some of us are, but
对但攻略我觉得日常生活当中小的那些小攻略怎么做一个事情 It's more like a tip
It is a tip, but there's another word that we use, especially with traveling and with learning English, and that's hack.
Oh, right. I love this word, hack. Hack 这个词电脑的那种什么 computer hackers.
Right.
Hack into a system.
Right.
Right. 当然那比较 negative 啊但其实它也有很 positive 的一个意思。
Sure.
就是其实和 tips 差不多但它比 tips 好像更加的 like life changing.
They're bigger. They are definitely bigger.
Right?
A tip can be something very, very small. Hey, you should do this. Hey, instead of doing this, you should do that. But a hack is usually more like if you do that, there's going to be...A much bigger result or a much quicker result.
嗯，对的。比如美国有一个网站叫什么 lifehack.com，、mm. 里面就教你各种各样的，从生活小妙招到什么就是心理学啊， mm. 就改变你人生的东西，对吧
？Right, yeah. Because we usually talk about like hacking the brain stuff like that we、yeah. can live a better life for. But it's more than just like tip. You should say hi to people and smile.
是，那我前面讲的那个旅游攻略，比如是可以说 travel hacks.
A travel hack, for me, that would be things like a hack that I have is whenever I go into China, I always have to fill out the card. But if you take a pen with you, you can fill it out when you're waiting in line. You save a couple minutes.
So that's a little hack.
Maybe that's more of a tip, but you know. Little hack or big tip.
Okay, 好，那攻略讲完了以后呢，现在很多戏就是除了在 you know, traditional TV stations, 电视台放、
嗯、
更多的 coverage 可能要在网上啊，像这个是在爱奇艺上面就说的网剧、
right.
网剧英语就可以说什么 internet shows, internet
drama. Well, drama is a specific type of show, right? So, I mean, you could say internet, I would probably say online.
Online shows.
You know,、online dating, online commerce,、online payment.
另外还有一个词就是 streaming, 对吧? Streaming sites.
Yeah.
比如美国的 Netflix.
嗯哼。
当然这些东西你也可以 download 下载。
Right.
因为 streaming 的意思就是你不下载下来你直接用、流量 data 好贵啊就用它看。但是它现在 this word is used to describe this whole category.
Right.
比如像爱奇艺各种各样国内的这个网站它有很多自制的内容。Mm. You can call them streaming sites.
Streaming sites.、
好的那 let's get back to the tale、of 延禧 Palace. 前面说它是一部古装剧这个英语怎么讲呢
Well, this would be what you said before, a period drama. Actually, we also say costume drama.
啊、对因为 period 就是 like a period in
time
history. In history, 对历史上。然后 costume 就是戏服对吧、
嗯、
因为他们里面穿的就不是我们现在会穿的衣服就是 they're elaborate costumes.
Yeah, it'd be strange if they were wearing our clothes.
You know? Jeans and t-shirt. 、
yeah.
对然后这部戏虽然我没看但是稍微看了一点啊做节目之前 the costumes are beautiful、
嗯、
然后说 elaborate 就是非常精细的然后整个那个 set
yeah they always use elaborate with sets on TV shows
这个布景、非常的美 so it's just beautiful to look at to watch 然后这个戏呢它也是一个宫廷戏宫廷就是 palace、
嗯、
中国我们不说 king and queen 我们说 emperor and empress
yes
所以也可以叫 imperial drama 是吧
sure yeah、
嗯、这种皇宫宫廷的戏、imperial drama、
嗯、
然后这个戏呢其实它是 it's set in the Qing Dynasty、
okay.
during 乾隆皇帝的那个时期
Okay, so we could say that it is set during his reign.
This is not like reigning.
Reigning, yeah. No, this is R-E-I-G-N, reign. Same pronunciation.
Reign. It means basically the king reigns over the land.
It means rule.
Rule,
it's
对
It's the same as rule.
统治啊这个意思然后呢这里面就有一个这个少女然后她是要去 investigate 一个 murder、
Ooh.
The murder of her older sister、
Ooh.
But then she eventually ends up being the,、the empress、
Ooh.
Or the wife
This does sound good
对可以看一下所以有很多的 mystery, intrigue、各种各样的东西
Guessing some romance in there as well
Oh, a lot of romance、
Ooh.
Yeah那前面讲到这个比如 Emperor 皇帝 Empress 皇后啊、另外还有比如王爷、到北京有很多的恭王府啊什么王爷他就是 Emperor 的那个
brother yeah. I mean again we said not to use king and queen in the Chinese context but prince is probably what we would say in English
in Britain they're dukes
but、usually the dukes are also princes
yeah 好反正我们都是 commoner 我们都是普通人这东西跟我们有点远哈其实一部电视剧或者一个电影我们讲到它的情节这故事的时候、there's a wordthat we use, which starts with P.
It sure does. It ends with T.、And the middle letters are L and O. That word is plot.
Yeah, so what's the plot?
What's the plot?、
Plot 这个词它还可以是一个动词。
Yeah, it means plan, but usually you're planning something
bad.
Bad,、yeah.
sinister,、plotting against someone.
Yeah.
是吧然后像这种 imperial drama 里面 usually there's a villain.
Yeah.
A villain 就坏人、然后constantly like plotting against the good guys.
Yeah, you got
it. 那 Adam, 就是这种 imperial drama, costume drama 在中国是非常大而且非常 popular 的一个类型一个 category. 在 English speaking countries,、is there an equivalent?
There is a show.、I don't know if it's as popular as it was a few years ago. It's about the Queen of England and her family.
Oh, yeah, it's on Netflix.
On Netflix, right. It's called The Crown.
Mm.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, elaborate sets, elaborate costumes. I wanted to ask you, actually, like, these period dramas in China, do they have a special accent they use or a special...
Not so much accent, but just a way of talking is different.
Because the queen, for sure, like, they all... You, yes, you do, Philip. They all have a very unique way of speaking.
没错，对，因为 The Crown 我看了几集，就是 very noticeable, 就是说 Queen's English,
right.
他这个口音跟我们非常的不一样。
No, that's right, because I speak English better than you.
对，所以不知道我们的听众有没有一些看过这部英剧的 Crown 啊，也算是英语国家的这个古装戏。You
know, I mean, even just watching a couple episodes, guys, it's great for understanding English history at a certain point in history. English, of course, is great, but like it is just interesting.
对，因为这戏的主角 The Queen, she's still the queen.
She's still the queen, right? Yeah.
而且里面的事情就是几十年前的，不是几百年前的。你看, there are well-documented facts, and yeah.
It's weird because it seems like it's so long ago, but it really isn't, right?
Yeah, you realize, yeah, her grandson just got married, and they just watched that 2 months ago.
Exactly.
好，那这种戏反正不管是国外的，在Netflix上，还是像《延禧攻略》，大家看爱奇艺，然后一看就刷剧，就现在这种新的 viewing habit.
Binge watch.
对, binge watch. Or you can also say I binged it.
Binged it, yeah. I binged through the story of Yanxi Palace again.
The tale.
Oh, the tale, yeah.
好,那这部戏, are you a fan of this drama? What attracts you the most to this one? Let us know, 可以跟我们推荐一下。那还有什么国外的这种 period drama 你是觉得比较好看的, 也可以在留言里面跟我们分享。那怎么给我们留言呢? 就是到我们的微信公众号, 开言英语, 开放的开, 语言的言, 找到本期节目就可以了。 Okay, thank you for listening and happy viewing. We'll see you next time. 再见。
All right, bye guys.